Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bobby Clause. Batting second, the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting third, the left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the New York Mets, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh, the catcher, Chris Krug. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Bobby Clause is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Clause hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. There goes Santo trying to get to second. Hickman throws the ball into Hiller who tags Santo for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Clemens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gonder strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hiller hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Hiller moves to third. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sparn hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Peña hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Klaus is 0-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lewis is 0-1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Christopher is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Stewart is 0-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beckert is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Williams is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Williams. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Williams steals second. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Santo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clemens is 0-1 in the game. Clemens hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cranepool is 0-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gonder is 0-1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonder for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hickman is 0-1 in the game. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hiller is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-1 in the game. Krug hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a pop-up beyond second. Hiller can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. There goes Krug trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Peña moves to second. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peña scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Beckert moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Tom Parsons now pitching. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Tom Parsons. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Johnny Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Klaus moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Joe Christopher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Lewis moves to third. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Lewis scores. Christopher moves to third. It's 4-3, Mets. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Mets. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Bearnerth drops the ball. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller misplays the ball. That's an error on Hiller. Clemens moves to second. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Larry Bearnerth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bearnerth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Klaus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Christopher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearnerth fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonder is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doug Clemens batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clemens is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Krug is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krug strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hiller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hiller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stewart, who is chasing the ball. Hiller reaches third base with a triple. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hiller scores. It's 8-3, Mets. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bearnerth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bearnerth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bearnerth reaches second base with a double. McMillan moves to third. Bobby Klaus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Klaus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis is walked intentionally. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Christopher is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Christopher reaches second base with a double. McMillan scores. Bearnerth scores. Lewis moves to third. It's 10-3, Mets. Jack Warner now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Christopher. The throw from Krug and he is out, Santo applying the tag. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonder is 0 for 4 in the game. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Smith now playing third base. Bobby Klaus now playing second base. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky pinch hits for Jack Warner. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Rosnovsky reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stewart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosnovsky scores. It's 10-4, Mets. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hickman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McMillan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first, with Bernerth covering, for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Mets. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Clemens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. George Altman pinch hits for Chris Krug. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Altman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.